This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
The show, my guy Ryan Ritter, new coach at Mercer down in Macon, Georgia, hour from the crib now. Ryan, what's up, brother? Good to see you, man.
Man, great to see you. Great to be about only about an hour away, man.
Yes, sir, man. I got to ask you, man, I'm going from Daytona to Martin and the Macon, man. How's the move been, man? You've done a great job with your different places, man, building programs, man, and now you're here at Mercer, man. Tell me about the opportunity at Mercer to reach out to you, brother.
Yeah, the transition's obviously been, you know, it's like any transition. There's a lot going on. You're moving a family, moving, you know, wife, three daughters, trying to put together a roster. But in terms of, you know, going from Daytona to Martin to now Macon, obviously three different kind of areas. And, you know, Mercer University is a really cool spot, man. It's an hour south of Atlanta. We've got big time academics here. We've got an administration that is fired up to win basketball games. And, you know, it is really a cool spot. So, you know, feel like the last 2 months, just getting ingrained into not just Mercer, but to kind of find it out the Macon downtown area, finding out school systems, you know, all these different things. I think this could be a really special place for our family and really a great time for Mercer basketball.
And Ryan, man, downtown Macon is growing like crazy down there, man. It's really nice, man. I love going down there for the festival in the fall with the blossoms come, man. It's real nice, man, and Geico's down there, man. So Macon's city on the rise here in Georgia. So you're there as it rises, and, you know, it's It's great for families, people to come down here and say, hey, man, it's a great time to live in. Macon's laid back, chilling, cool, what's growing at the same time.
Man, you said it. It's funny. I didn't know a lot about Macon. You know, I'd been through here probably 10 plus years ago when I was an assistant at Campbell and, you know, kind of drive through it. But the downtown area, man, it's got restaurants. We got music. It's growing. You know, we've got 150,000 people in Macon. You know, we found a spot up in North Macon to live, which is unbelievable. So yeah, the city of Macon, I was actually really blown away by just all it has going on. And like you said, the Cherry Blossom Festival, big time. You know, my daughters loved it because we were coming here on our visit and everything is pink downtown. So I got three girls that are 1, 3, and 5. So you walk downtown, everything's pink. You know, they think this is the best place in the world. So been really pleasantly surprised at how great of a city Macon is.
And it's also good for your players, man, because there's a lot of opportunities for internships, networking, because Macon, like we say, is on the rise and one of the insurance companies in the world. Geico is right across town from you all. So talk about that piece for your players, man, giving an opportunity to grow off the court, with internships, opportunities, because we both know that life after that basketball is real. So having connections is going to help them out going forward.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously a lot of these guys are coming here, they're thinking, hey, how can I be the best basketball player? How can we win games? But, you know, the truth is we got a great academic program at Mercer University. So when these guys walk out of here with an undergraduate or a graduate degree, they're going to be ready for the real world. And I think some of those connections in town can absolutely fast forward their careers. And, we're kind of already seeing it, you know, guys that have come in here on visits and kind of understanding that, hey, listen, I definitely want to play, but I'm seeing a lot of things around Macon that, hey, this could be a spot where I settle down and start my, you know, career life after basketball. So, a lot going on. It's definitely an up and coming city and, you know, hopefully the basketball program is up and coming as well.
And man, I don't know if you've been to the game in the Hawk as a coach before, man, but the Hawk, man, it'd be jumping, man. Like I told you to Coach Gary, but man, this place is jumping, man. I can come down for a game. So I've been to the games down at the Hawk, man. It's the environment's great, man. And you do a good job of game operations, presenting the game for the fans. So man, you're going to really enjoy that when you get on that court in November, man. See, they get an energy in that building, man. It's going to be fun for you, brother. I trust me on that.
Hey, no doubt, man. Beautiful arena. Mercer's got a great backing. You know, you've got real friends of the program, real supporters that care. They're going to show out. They do great with their, with attaining crowds in there. And it's not just men's basketball. We got a great football program, traditional great baseball. You name it, women's basketball has been great. So, like, the community of Mercer really backs us, and yeah, I can't wait to tip that thing up November 4th and get this thing rocking.
And folks, we all have been to Mercer's campus. It's very beautiful. Like you pull up on it, it's very beautiful. It's laid out just nice, and it's a beautiful campus, man. So I just want people to go down there and check it out, man. It's a nice spot for a kid to go to school there, man. And my friend's the coach now, so help him out.
Help us out.
Yes, sir. And you know what, man? I'm going to go back to what I said, a little bit of what I said to you, man. You found a knack, man, for building programs up, man. So, like, for you, man, what goes into it, man? Because you've done it from JUCO level, MEAC, OVC now. So what's been your knack for building the programs, getting them going in the right direction in a good amount of time? Because you've done it, you know what I'm saying? You have a knack for just getting things going in the right direction.
Well, I think, I've been very fortunate. First off, you know, I've worked for some great ADs, worked for some great administration. But I mean, the first thing is absolutely starts with the people. You got to get the right guys around you. And, we've got a heck of a staff. A lot of guys I've known for a long time and got to get the right staff in here, because this thing is not about me or one person. It's about collectively building a program and putting the best product out there. And it really does start with the people around you. And then after that, you got to target the right student athletes. And it's been different everywhere I've been: Daytona State, Bethune-Cookman, University of Tennessee, Martin, Mercer. You got to find that niche, what works that institution. And then how can you, hopefully how can you build the program, but also how do you win games with the type of student athletes that you're bringing in? And never have been focused on wins and losses in year one, been focused on getting the pieces right. Quite honestly, at UT Martin, our first year, we struggled with wins and losses because we lost a lot of close games, but we knew the foundation was there. So you go from year one where you struggle to year two where you win 19 games, and year three where you win a championship. We take back to Bethune-Cookman, we won a championship in our first year. But the goal's never been to, hey, we're going to win X amount of games. What we are going to do is we're going to try to compete our tail off. We're going to maximize. We're going to try to compete for a conference championship. But that first year, it's about getting the right people, understanding the school, understanding how to recruit, and then coming together and trying to put your best product out there in March.
And Brian, you signed 10 guys to your roster, man. And for you, man, being a JUCO guy, that's something you see anyway. So how often was it going to do the process of trying to find these 10 young men that fits and getting them on the court here in summer school to see what you have, kind of build, get yourself into that culture now this summer, get ready for November 4th, as we mentioned earlier?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And you know, sometimes it looks a little daunting when you're signing, you know, 8, 9, 10 guys. But the reality is I got to start with that. We retained 3 guys. And Alex Holt was a starter last year, really good player. Ja Quinones played a lot of good minutes. And TJ Grant, ultimate teammate. Like, those 3 guys can help us in year one. And I think when you look at the teams across the country, everyone talks about transfer portal rankings. And I'll get to that in a second. But you got to have the ability to retain. And although we weren't here last year, I thought it was really important to retain those 3 guys. Obviously missed on some guys, but those 3 guys give us at least some familiarity with Mercer, some guys that have played in the SoCon. So I think that's going to be a much added benefit that people probably aren't talking about right now. But in terms of our transfer class, you know, I feel strong about it. If you look at some of these publications, we've done really well on paper. But you know, the truth is you're not really going to know till November, December, January, but I think we targeted guys that fit us. They're tough. They're together. They're unselfish. Guys that can make shots, guys that are going to be great teammates, and some guys with some experience. You know, you look at it, we've taken 3 Division II transfers. We've taken, you know, a high major transfer. We've taken mid-major transfers. We've taken guys that have junior college experience. So we're not pigeonholed into saying we're going to do one thing. We're going to find out what works best. You know, you got a guy that was at Dayton. You got a guy that was at, Division II, Charleston University. So like there's so many different factors to what goes into winning at Mercer. And I can't wait, you know, the next couple weeks to get these guys here and find out what we really got.
And Ryan, with this being so many 10 new guys with 3 guys coming back, is this going to be a more of a team oriented offseason trying to get them gel together, or are you still focus on the development of players and try to worry about the team come August?
Well, I think it's twofold, but that's such a good question. I'm always about player development in the summer. It's about these guys getting bigger, faster, stronger, getting better in their game, feeling confident. So when November comes around, they're at their highest level of confidence. They know the work they've put in June, July, August, September. So that's always will be my number one focus, because come, you know, October, November, December, it really is always about us. But in the summer, I want these dudes to feel and know they're getting better in the weight room, on the court. But we may sprinkle in a couple more team concepts, not necessarily offense and defense, but hey, this is how we compete. This is what being a great teammate is like. This is what our expectation is on the offense and defensive side. And, you know, we'll figure out the through the 6 weeks, you know, how we're going to guard ball screens, how we're going to do, press offenses, defenses. I'm not as worried about that. I want to make sure our guys understand what our culture is. I want to make sure that our guys understand what it looks like to be a Mercer Bear.
And Ryan, we're having 10 new guys coming in, man. So it's going to be fun this summer to kind of have those team building activities to build a rapport. And being in Macon, be close to Atlanta, opportunities for you guys to bond together and build that brotherhood now. So how excited are you to explore Macon and then middle Georgia and Atlanta area with your team to kind of get build those bonds? It's going to become critical come November, December, and January, February, and March.
Can't wait. We were just talking about it as a staff yesterday. You know, we have specific days where we've left open for, team building, just different things throughout the middle Georgia area, getting together and just honestly getting to know each other. Sometimes, you know, in the landscape of recruiting right now, it's almost microwave recruiting where you're building a relationship, you know, in a week or two, and then guys are making decisions to join the program or not. And so what we try to do is we try to carve out specific time where we do have these genuine relationships with these guys. Yes, it may only be for a year or two, whereas used to be 4 or 5 years, but it doesn't mean that we can't still develop those same type of relationships. We just got to condense it. We got to be very adamant about the way we're doing it. And so if you see us, you know, hang out in Atlanta one day, don't be surprised if you see us down doing some ropes courses or just hanging out in my pool. I think it's very important to get to know these guys, you know, off the court, just as well as on the court.
Well, hit me up. I'm only an hour away. Hit me up, bro. I'll come. I'm only hour away to hit the apartment, bro.
Hey, we're a good time, man. Come hang out with us.
Yes, sir. Man, let me ask you this, man. Can I give people a little bit about your staff, man? I know your brother Reed's there with you when you hire two other guys. So talk about your staff, man. How important it is to have a great staff, which has helped support you in this program as you build this thing up in year one.
Yeah, man, it's the most important thing. I think we've got a very quality staff. Like I said, guys I've known for a long time, guys with a ton of experience, guys that are from all different facets, guys that have different experiences at different levels. But yeah, you mentioned it. Obviously got my brother here, and sometimes people, you know, oh, you got your brother, you just gave him a job. But I didn't give my brother a job. He's absolutely earned his keep. You know, was a professional basketball player, worked at Georgia under Tom Crean, worked at Georgia Southern under Brian Berg. It was junior college assistant, then helped us win a championship and win 40 games the last 2 years at Tennessee Martin. So really, really good young coach, but definitely a guy that is on the rise fast. And then, you know, you look at a guy, Jonathan Mitchell, J. Mitch, no doubt was the best player on our staff, you know, played at Florida, won a couple championships and national championships, that is, and then went to Rutgers and was an all Big East player, played professionally for 8 years. And actually small world met him when he was with Reed as a GA for Tom Crean at Georgia. So we kicked it off there and was at Stetson 4 years. And then most recently, this was really important. He was in the G League for a year. And I thought it was really important to have some NBA ties on our staff because a lot of our guys have aspirations. And, you know, JR, the reality is they're not probably going to get drafted from Mercer. But Can they get two ways? Can they get opportunities in the G League? And I thought it was really important to bring J. Mitch here to say, hey, I was in those meetings. This is what those guys are looking for. And then, you know, the two other guys on our staff, Ben Witherspoon, my college teammate, been close with him since I was 10, 11 years old, was a very successful high school basketball coach. Dr. Phillips won a state championship, was a public school coach. It was a top 25 team in the country. Like, that's insane. Then moved over to UCF, was an assistant in the Big 12 for the last 3 years and, got him to come join us. And then the last guy, really cool, was my roommate before I met my wife. Played for my dad at Embry-Riddle. His name's Daniel Mondragon, and he was the Division II head coach at Davis and Elkins. Was, you know, the MEC coach of the year 2 years ago. And so we've got some major experience, got some real ties, you know, real family atmosphere in here. And then we'll add a couple GAs and a strength coach, and we'll be ready to go.
You know, bro, now, you know, we have these long hours you're having right now trying to build this roster out. So what's some cool spots that making you found to eat, man, with the staff, man? I know we're in office 18 hours a day, man, trying to schedule games with the staff, man, find players. You got to go eat somewhere. So what's some cool spots for you guys, man?
All right, so I give you a couple. So a big spot for us and the recruits to go. We go to the Rookery downtown. Really like that spot. Been to Oliver's. Now I'll tell you, it was a date night. Me and my wife have gone over to Natalia's, which was pretty high level. And then, you know, my go-to spot, just it's right around from the crib, Taco Mac, man. I know it's a chain, but I love some Taco Mac.
I love,
man.
Taco Mac too, bro.
They got the environment, they got the TVs, like so I'm a little scared because it's about a mile from my house. So I'm like, man, I don't know how much I can be going over there, but man, been a lot of different spots, a lot of good restaurants. Really, really, really high level spots down here.
And you know what, man? You're in a cool conference, man. SoCon's one of the best name major conferences in America. Tough competition every night, man. So talk about that piece of it, man. You've been in a conference where you know it's quality. It's one of the highest conferences in America for its big majors, man, with great coaches and great talent up and down the league, man.
Yeah, I mean, you said it's one of the most intriguing things of the job. You know, the Southern Conference is, you know, it's you've got – so many different teams that have had success, you know, from obviously Samford, really good the last couple of years, your Furmans, your Wofford, your ETSU, Chattanooga's, like these teams are traditionally really, really good basketball programs. And I think that the cool part is, you know, everyone's 3-4 hours away. Obviously VMI is a little bit of an outlier, a little bit farther, but you can really have some real regional rivalries. Everybody cares about basketball. You're going to have great environments. I think that's fun for the guys. Like, it's, you're not going to have a night off. You can have a really good basketball team and you can finish 8-10. You can finish in seventh place and say, man, I was a possession or two away from, you know, competing in that championship game. So I think that's it's a, you know, maybe a little bit of a nervous or scary part, but it's also a blast because, you know, every single night, you know, you're going to compete against someone that has a chance to win a game in the NCAA tournament.
No doubt, man. That's the thing about these margins are so thin, and that's why it's so important when you're doing scouts and having walkthroughs, these guys pay attention because in the SoCon, it's really down to possessions. That's just what it really is. It's possessions, the small things. So it's very important these young men lock in because the small things that you kind of overlook sometimes, when the margins is this close, it really matters the most.
No doubt. No doubt. Right on the money.
No doubt. And my last one for you, bro, man. Scheduling games, man. I know it's been probably a lot of calls. People don't want to play you, man. So how's it? You're trying to schedule these games, man, knowing the kind of coach you are and the kind of sense you've had, man.
Well, I think, you know, fortunate or unfortunate, you know, doesn't really matter. We had a couple games already previously scheduled before I got here. So we've got, you know, we're in a multi-team event where we're going to play South Carolina. I think we're contracted to also play a, you know, two of these three, Siena, Miami of Ohio, Jacksonville. And then we also owe games back to South Alabama, Georgia State, and Queens University. So those ones were contracted before I got here, and you know, working on some other stuff right now. It's been a little slower on the scheduling, has kind of been focused on the recruiting aspect. But you know, those are games that we're looking forward to returning or playing the multi-team event. And then, you know, cool, we've got an ASUN SoCon challenge. That we'll be playing West Georgia and we'll be playing in Stetson in that. So we've got a couple games to finish up, but you know, really excited about getting this group together and competing in the non-conference, but also seeing, you know, when that conference schedule comes out, seeing how we fare up there.
Yeah, I look forward to August, man. I kind of do my dates. When the Hawks schedule comes out, I can even tell you what dates work best for me to come down and see you play, you know, hope I score Georgia's Georgia State game in West Georgia. That's down the road for me too. So if this happens, glad you're in the state, man. I'm happy you're here, man.
Hey, man, I'll tell you this. You need to make sure you definitely come on down because we got a pretty good win-loss record when you're in the building. So, you know, we're going to welcome you down to every game we can.
hey, Ryan, it's crazy. What game you lost is we played the Tech. That's you. Every time I went there, yeah, you win.
Hey, and honestly, we played well. We just couldn't get it done down the stretch. So we're going to play well when you're in the building, man. We got to do that when we're in the eyes of greatness.
Thank you so much, my brother. Hey, man. So I just want to chat with you, my friend. I'm glad you get down here, man. If they need me to do for you, man, you know I'm going to do it for you, brother.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Anytime, man.
All right. See ya.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.